before Zerubbabel, before Dunamis, before Paul and Asher, call your name. Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shout is crying, grace, grace. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. In Judges chapter 14, verse 5 to 6, Samson was going down to Timnath, and he came to the vineyards of Timnath, and a young lion roared against him, and the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore that lion like you would tear a baby goat. The spirit of the Lord, that is the anointing. The anointing makes you to melt obstacles like they are paper. The anointing makes you to level mountains like it is sharp sand. The anointing makes you to uproot oppositions. Let me say this. The anointing gives you the capacity to dare the undearable. You just dare the undearable. Someone say amen. I told our architects, I said, I want the building, the inside of the auditorium, to be without no column. What? 274 meters in length. From end to end. That is almost 3 football fields. That's almost 300 meters. 100 meters a football field. 274 meters this way. 109 meters this way. No pillar. I said, no pillar. Go and design it. It is well. The first design came with some pillar. I say, the pillar there, delete it. So it means we are going to make massive columns, so massive beams. It will take so much money. I said, the money is of the Lord. And that was the design we have. One beam carried one trailer of cement. One, like this. What is cement meant for? For construction. Hey! Are you just sitting and looking like that? Somebody shout, it is possible. Say it louder, it is possible. No column, no pillar anywhere. God speaking to somebody here. Look at the neighbor, say it is possible. Take your seat. You know Robert Schiller, the one who said scholar or Schiller, the one who said tough times don't last, but tough people do. You know him. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That is, tough people will outlast tough times. That is, if you are a tough person, you will last longer than tough time. That man wanted to build crystal cathedral, all glass, so that when you are inside, wall is glass, roof is glass. If you lift up your eyes, you can see the sky and literally see up to heaven. I'm not sure whether it has pillars as well. He told the architect, go and design it. Architect came and said, it is impossible. So he gave his dictionary to the architect. He said, can you check for me the meaning of impossible? The architect checked the man's dictionary. The word impossible was cut out with razor blade. And he said, where is it? He said, it doesn't exist in my dictionary. No impossible. You can't find it here. So go and design and come. He went and designed it and brought it. And that building is standing there right now as a monument to the King of Kings. The anointing gives you the power to dare the undearable. It impacts you with the heart of a lion. You scare what scares others. I prophesy to somebody, that realm of the anointing that takes you to the realm of uprooting mountains is coming upon you today.
Every mountain currently on your life, every obstacle on your way, and every shagabaga, every stumbling block, by the anointing today is uprooted. Shout the loudest, amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, if it is impossible to man, it is him possible. Who possible? What is impossible with you is him possible.
What did I say?
Who possible? Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. Is him possible? You know, there are some people who may say impossible and say impossible. Right? So it is him possible. Hallelujah. They just showed us that cathedral now. You saw it? The crystal cathedral. Very beautiful. Yeah. Crystal cathedral. All glass. Done by God. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Look at somebody, say, it is him possible. Him possible. Finally, connection. What will the anointing do for you is connection to divine preservation and protection. Connection to divine preservation and protection. Psalm 89 verse 20. Psalm 89 verse 20 says, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. He said, the enemy shall not ask him to pay tax, shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Why? I have found him, I have anointed him, so he owes the devil nothing. Lift your right and say, I owe the devil. Psalm 105, you know that already, from verse 12 all the way to verse 15. When there were but a few men in number here, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked king for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets. The anointing makes the anointed to exist as an untouchable entity. Shobo? Natago? Apo? The anointing makes the anointed to exist as an untouchable entity. Untouchable. He suffered no man to untouchable by witch, untouchable by witches and lizards, and wizards and bitches, untouchable by the powers of the occult, untouchable by the powers of wicked men, untouchable. The anointing forbids the wishes of the wicked to prosper against the righteous. You hear what I just said? It forbids the wishes of the wicked from prospering against the righteous. Beloved, whatever you do, ensure that you get anointed, you live anointed, you stay anointed. Get anointed, live anointed, stay anointed. When we are talking about the anointing, not just the bottle of oil, that's just a communication. I am talking about when Jehovah God lays his hand on you and you move about with that feelable, palpable, tangible, conspicuous, copious deluge of feelable spiritual tangibility and materiality. where somebody comes close and cannot claim ignorance. That this man carries something, this woman carries something. One day we're going to a television station for a program. One of our pastors sat in the front of my car. And we're going. One of the ministers then. On the road, he says, "Sir, I have just discovered one of your secrets." I said, "What is it?" He said, "The atmosphere in this car is heavy. The place was drenched. As if you could touch somebody if you move small. It's heavy. Feeling somebody stepping into your house and feeling something. Not feeling gossip. Not feeling bitterness and envy and jealousy and anger and malice and seduction. No. Feeling something. There are many of us today, when people encounter us, what they feel is flesh. Everything fleshy. Do everything you can to get anointed. Stay anointed. Live anointed. You get out of your bed in the morning, the same atmosphere. In your office, the same atmosphere. I see that happening for somebody. Say it louder, amen. Somebody came to my office the other day and I said, "Why are you dressed like this?" He said, "Sorry, it's because I didn't know I was coming to church. I was going to the office." I said, "No. There is no separate office appearance. If you carry God, there is no separate way to appear because you are going to the office. So you appear a bit lousy and provocative and suggestive. No. If you know God, everywhere is the house of God. At Bethel, this Jacob laid on the floor and he said, "This is none other but the house of God." On the road, on the main highway, he wasn't inside church. He was lying on the road, sleeping in the night. And there was the house of God. You move with the mentality of a mobile carrier of God. Hallelujah. But I'll give you just two secrets of this getting anointed, staying anointed, living anointed tonight. And secret number one is the life of prayer. The life of prayer. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. The Bible said, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word, before whom I stand." A man stand with God, that is the anointing. The longer you stay with him, the heavier you carry his presence. Am I communicating? Somebody went into the kitchen. You know, the local kitchen in the village. Went into the kitchen for 5 minutes and came out. Somebody has been there for 3 hours. Who will smell more of smoke? Yeah. The one that is there for 3 hours. The smoke will soak the cloth. Soak the skin. Soak, saturate everywhere. And when that person steps out, you must smell smoke. Those who buy fish don't smell fish like those who sell fish. Did you get it? This person is living with the fish. Sell fish, must smell fish. Put a little nail near the magnetic field of a magnet. It becomes magnetic. The longer it stays in that magnetic field, the more magnetic it became. That is how it is. All truths are parallel. That's what Maurice Cerullo told us. One of the things we'll remember him for is that all truths are parallel. Whatever is in the physical has a spiritual parallel. If time is spent long on earth with certain things and the results are produced, then if time is spent with God long enough, there are things you see that those who casually visit God can never see. There are those who casually pray in the morning and just casually enter the car and casually go to the office. What they see is casual results. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. A life of prayer. And number two is, that's the life of prayer. Number two is the life of selflessness. Selflessness. In John chapter 3 verse 30. Very, very simple. He must increase. He. But I must decrease. The anointing is the tangible manifestation of the presence of God in the life of a person. The presence of God in a person's life. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, for God is with him. I like this. Two ushers to come. Right. Face the crowd. If these two people, for example, are anointed, you are a bit taller, right? So I will use yours. If this person is heavily anointed, and if the anointing can be measured, and we can say 1,500 spiritual amps that this one carries, and this one has, let's say, 1,450. I just made the difference very small. The meaning is that this man carries a heavier weight of God's presence. God is closer to him. The person that is more heavily anointed has a closer proximity. How many of you know that God is everywhere on earth? Yeah, but it's not close to everybody. And it's not close to everybody at the same rate, at the same space, at the same distance. With Moses, is put to him face to face. Abraham, he said, walk before me. Enoch walked with God side by side. Am I communicating? So, if we want God to be, if you want God nearer to you, he said, you, the selfish you, must decrease. If he must increase, the ostentatious I, the braggadocious boastful I, the proudful I, the egocentric I, the egomaniac I, the I that wants everybody to see me all the time, to praise me all the time, the I that wants to take the glory for every result, that I must decrease. Stand up on your feet. Many people say, God anoint me. God say, you are too present with yourself. You are too full of yourself. If I do anything with you too much, people will begin to worship you. Because you are replacing me. Instead of allowing me to fill your life, you have filled your own life. And since you are filled with yourself, I have no space to fill you. So you are empty of me. I trust that maybe within the next week conference, we may have more time to talk in this region. The humblest of men are the most anointed. The humblest of women are the most anointed. If you see anybody who is very proud and appears to be anointed, two explanations. Either that so-called anointing is not from God, or it is about to expire. Because God said, my glory will I share with no man. I heard head of one man, when he finished prophesying and he gives an accurate prophecy, people will carry him on their shoulder. Yay! You don't win. Yay, yay, yay. Anywhere you see such a thing, hear this. Either that thing is from another source or is about to dry, expire. For where God is at work, self must perish. The selfish man, the egocentric man, the arrogant man, the braggadocious, ostentatious, peacockish man, that man must dry, must perish. Must perish. Anybody who does not know how to worship God deeply, who claims to be an anointed person, is a suspect. Cannot be a baby before God. You see our Baba Bishop Daddy Gio, as frequently as possible, he is on his knees with his tambourine to show you that you may think he is something, but there is somebody behind him who is the reason for anything you think he is. Hallelujah. So when you go home tonight, Lord, is there any self in me that is contesting with your anointing? That is competing with your presence? Is there any tendency I have? Some of us is not what we are now, but what God suspects that we will become. So if I increase this man's grace small, if I raise the favor small, if I give him more money, he will not only go to church, he will look for a second wife to marry. Are you following what I'm saying? If I help this man small, he will grow so much horn that he can insult anybody at any time. So leave him where he is. It is not what we are now that God is that is the challenge with God, but what we are likely to become if God should lift us up small. What we have the capability of becoming, the tendency inside us. Because there are people who have been murderers. Where somebody will say, but the man didn't look like that. He didn't even look like he can hurt a fly. But a killer was inside him that manifested only at the appropriate time with the adequate provocation. So, and it is important to say to God, whatever I am now that is stopping you from doing what you want to do in my life, or whatever I have the capability of doing, I have not yet done it, but I feel done. Later, Father, deal with it. By your grace, deal with it. Give me the ability, help me to deal with it, so I can receive the anointing that you have for me, so I can affect and impact my generation. Lift your hands and lift your voice and speak to God. Everywhere you are seated, be upstanding.